Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imamc.org for Tuesday, March 15, 2016. Palestinian youth dies of wounds sustained 2 weeks ago during army invasions targeting West Bank communities. Meanwhile, Israeli forces invade areas in Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A young Palestinian man died on Tuesday of serious wounds he suffered 2 weeks ago after Israeli soldiers invaded the Kalandi refugee camp north of occupied Jerusalem, Palestinian medical sources reported. The sources said that Nihad Imtir, 24, was shot with a live Israeli army bullet in his neck and remained in a very serious condition until his death. During the invasion 2 weeks ago, the soldiers killed a young man identified as Iyad Sajdiya, 22, and wounded at least 17 others, including Imtir. He was moved to the Hadassah Israeli Medical Center in occupied Jerusalem until his death. The Israeli army claimed that one of its vehicles carrying 2 soldiers accidentally drove into the refugee camp before dozens of Palestinians clashed with them. The vehicle was burned and the 2 soldiers fled the scene after dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded the camp and secured their retreat. In related news, the head of the General Prosecutor's Office in Hebron, Ashraf Mash'al, has reported that autopsy performed on the 3 Palestinians who were killed by the Israeli military on Monday in Hebron revealed that the soldiers fired an excessive number of bullets into the Palestinians even after killing them. Several similar incidents captured on video reveal a systematic policy of execution that include the use of overkill, firing numerous additional bullets into Palestinians who were already dead. Mash'al testified that Israeli soldiers fired many live rounds into the heads of the 3 Palestinians and also fired many live rounds into various parts of their body after they were gunned down. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers invaded on Tuesday at dawn various districts of the occupied West Bank, searched homes and kidnapped 29 Palestinians. The soldiers also invaded Khadouri College in Tulkarim in northern West Bank and searched several buildings. In the besieged Gaza, several armored Israeli military vehicles and bulldozers carried out a limited invasion into Palestinian agricultural lands east of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the coastal region and uprooted some of them. The soldiers also fired many rounds of live ammunition during the invasion while bulldozing their farmlands. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, March 15th, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.